I just want you to know you're a part of this one.
Uh-oh.
Just to inform you. So earlier, and I hope it's okay that I said this because I didn't ask you. But I know you said you were having a hard time getting into the Christmas spirit this year. You know, you don't have a lot of little kids around you or anything like that. And I know sometimes it's hard when you're stressed out to get into that spirit of this season. So I've written a little list here. If you're one of the people that's just having a hard time just getting over that little hump and getting in the Christmas spirit, even with just 15 days left till Christmas, and it doesn't have to be just people that are celebrating Christmas itself. Yeah, I mean, yeah. This is a whole season where you want to be able to embrace the joy and the lights and the feelings of love and all that stuff. So I've got some. So listen to a song you used to like.
Okay.
Nostalgia is such a powerful thing. It's kind of a big part of what I was thinking of when I'm coming up with these ideas to list here. One of the songs that you like, because I know we're playing a few Christmas songs on the radio, and I wonder if we've played your favorite yet or if there was one.
Oh, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is one of my favorites. I love singing that. I love Away in a Manger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Those are the ones that get me because we just always had such big Christmas productions at church. Mine aren't going to be the ones normally that you would hear on the radio. They were going to be ones that I would hear in church. You don't need to decorate your whole house if you don't want to. I know you have Christmas trees up, if you haven't, maybe you could light a candle that smells like something good, or you turn on a lamp instead of the overhead bright lights or something, or make yourself some hot cocoa.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That would help, perhaps. Put one decoration up, and maybe in your office. You spend more time in your office than you spend at home. And I think that's an accurate statement.
Accurate.
If you put any kind of, and I can bring, I have so much Christmas decorations. You could put one small thing. You don't have to spend a day stressing out about how you're going to get everything, but just something small. You could put a little wreath on the door or a little strand of lights. Just set in the, you know, in the back near your wall on a desk or something. Maybe start your Christmas movie, even if you just have it in the background when you
Christmas Vacation.
Have you watched it yet?
I haven't watched it. Me and Riley's going to watch it this weekend because we always watch it together every year.
You guys, that'll be a good thing for you. You know what we watched last night?
What's that?
Gremlins.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the kids got, they loved it too. And maybe go look at some Christmas lights. You could drive or walk around a neighborhood. You could go over here to the botanical garden and check out the lights.
Great idea.
I know, because I know you haven't done that yet. Mm-hmm. I know it's been on your list. I do know. Or you could craft something. This one is for me. If you want to make an ornament or just go ahead and wrap one of the gifts in this pretty, pretty paper. These are all things that you can do just to help buoy you a little bit in this Christmas season. It's okay if you say to yourself, I'm not feeling it right now. That's okay. Hopefully if you just take a little moment, be easy on yourself. No, you don't have to force it, but there are a few things that you can try if you really want to lift yourself up and into it, all right?